Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On a recent trip to Iraq, Undersecretary Osra Zeya commemorated the 10th anniversary of the genocide against Yazidis and other ethnic and religious communities. The best way to honor the victims of the genocide is first to never forget them, she said. But we can't simply just remember the names of those we lost. We must also care for the survivors, tens of thousands of whom remain displaced and yearn to return home, and deliver justice to those responsible for this tragedy. Undersecretary Zeya traveled from Baghdad to Erbil, speaking with leaders of the government of Iraq and the Kurdistan Regional Government to address the questions of justice for the victims. There have been steps toward justice, but much work remains. The mandate of the investigative team to promote accountability for crimes committed by Daesh-ISIL, or UNITAD, expires in September. The U.S. is working to ensure that the evidence it has collected and processed is properly preserved for future use, and that interested parties can continue investigations after UNITAD's departure. In addition to justice for the victims, it is time to demonstrate concrete progress in addressing survivors' concerns, said Ms. Zeya. We wish to see survivors and all displaced persons safely and voluntarily return home to sew the fabric of Iraqi society back together. The U.S. has encouraged the government of Iraq to make progress on appointing a mayor in Sinjar, to continue recruiting a local police force there, and to enhance funding for reconstruction and service ministry staff deployments in underserved areas. The U.S. has also encouraged the government to address concerns over the role of militias in areas liberated from ISIS, such as Sinjar, the Nineveh Plain, and the homelands of other parts of Iraqi society. The negative impact of militia groups on security and stability of communities prevents internally displaced persons from returning and stymies local communities' economic development. Individual Iraqis can do much to bring about healing and inclusion. ISIS pitted members of different tribes and communities against each other to sow seeds of division, mistrust, and hatred. As a result, entire communities have stood accused of crimes that individuals have committed. The U.S. government has led dialogue among community and tribal leaders to ease communal tensions and divisions. These communities coexisted peacefully before the genocide, said Undersecretary Zeya, and can exist in peace again.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.